This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
The question today becomes, what do we do? What do we do? Now, I'll play you some audio of the grandstanders yesterday who were all in the mayor's office for this big press conference. And as usual, none of this is particularly surprising to me. Anyway, why don't we start with Governor Tom Wolf, the governor of Pennsylvania, fired up, really high energy, clearly slamming Red Bulls before this press conference. Cut eight.
But one of the ways that we have to work, as both the mayor and the commissioner have already said, and others will talk about, is to end gun
violence. You know, he sounds like to me a mediator at family court. Like there's a divorce going on, and he's at the table. He's like, one of the things we have to do is decide who gets the china. It seems to be the holdup is the china. Will you compromise on the tea kettle if I can get her to give up the spoons, the engraved spoons? And Sally, the governor of Pennsylvania. That's it. I mean, right? His little bald head, his little little mustache and beard. You know, sitting at the table. All right, go ahead.
But one of the ways that we have to work, as both the mayor and the commissioner have already said, and others will talk about, is to end gun violence, is to start working and stop talking about this. There are a lot of things that we need to do to address all of the issues that face people in places like Philadelphia. But we've got to start with figuring out ways of getting guns out of the hands of people like the jerk who shot six officers yesterday and last night here in Philadelphia. I was going to have a press conference
jerk,
today.
Wait, hang on a second now. Jerk is someone who cuts you off and gives you the finger. All right, a guy who shoots six cops and tries to shoot 24 more is not a jerk. You go beyond jerk for that, all right? That's a new level, the jerk. No, the jerk is a Steve Martin movie. A very funny one, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Can we use a more passionate word than jerk? You're the freaking governor of Pennsylvania. Would you get some sugar or caffeine and use a word that has more meaning than jerk? Well, you want to call him a dork, but that was taken? By you? The tool who shot up everybody. Dude, stop it, man. A jerk is somebody who gets in line in front of you at the store, yes. And you know they cut you, but you jerk. Or the jerk, yeah, who has too many things on the express lane. That's a jerk, okay? A guy who shoots cops, who's been in prison in and out of his entire life with all kinds of drug crimes, who shot someone and threatened to kill somebody. We've gone beyond jerk level, Governor.
What adjective would you give him? Scumbag.
Scumbag's
animal.
Good.
Animal.
Animal's good. I mean, there's like so many words you could use. You could just even say just this career criminal, you could say if you want. But as a jerk, I take offense to the fact that you're equating this.
You have been called a jerk many times on this radio show.
And I will again. Yeah. All right, keep going.
But we've got to start with figuring out ways of getting guns out of the hands of people like the jerk who shot six officers yesterday and last night here in Philadelphia. I was going to have a press conference today to announce executive actions that I'm going to take to start that process and actually continue the process in Harrisburg. And part of that, I'll have that press conference instead tomorrow at 10 o'clock. But part of that
Can't
is
wait.
To get the, and I will do everything I can as governor, but to get the General Assembly to step up and pass legislation that will start getting guns out of the hands of criminals like this.
Bravo.
We need to do that.
That should be your executive order. Getting guns out of the hands of criminals who shouldn't have guns in their hands. That's what you can call it. My executive order says criminals who shouldn't have guns in their hands will no longer be able to have guns in their hands. And then sign it and have everybody stand behind you and cheer. That's great. And then all the criminals will then all of a sudden just drop their guns. Or maybe the guns will disappear out of their hands. Like how Thanos snaps and everybody, half the universe just disappears into dust. Maybe when Wolf signs that proclamation, all the guns will just be turned to dust and just gone. What do you think? Or when he signs it, all of a sudden the bad guys with the guns, just fall out of their hands. Did the governor sign an executive order? Damn it! I was just about to put a cap in somebody again. I don't know.
Well, is that what the agents were trying to do when they went to that house and they had been investigating it? Just
No, I think they were trying to serve a drug warrant to somebody else.
Right. Okay. Oh, that's right, because it was the other house.
But maybe this proclamation will do it, the executive order. Perhaps that's what it'll do. Magic.
That will start getting guns out of the hands of criminals like this. We need to do that. We have needed to do this for a long time. I think now is actually the time when we can actually start doing this. So I commit to you that the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania will do everything we can to make sure this kind of thing stops happening here, in our shopping centers, in our schools, in our neighborhoods, at workplaces, everywhere. This has to stop.
Well, thank God, because you know what? Criminals who have guns, are the first thing they're going to do when you sign this executive order is put down their guns. So bravo to you, Governor. I mean, that is bold. Bold, sir, to demand that criminals with illegal guns should not have illegal guns. I salute you, Governor Tom Wolf. I salute you, sir. My commitment to you is that this mediation will be fair. Both sides will be respected. This is never easy, especially when we have things involved like an armoire. I see there in the list of my checklist, there's an armoire involved. Was that your grandmother's? I pledge to you, we'll take that fairly into account. The mediator in chief, Governor Tom Wolf. Oh, my goodness. And then, of course, he's matched by the enthusiasm and the passion of Senator Bob Casey, who's been asleep for 6 years. Now, you would think Casey is very rested. The lesser Casey is very well rested. He's going to be high energy because he's well rested, cryogenically frozen. They thaw him.
He's not a cicada.
Comes out every 7 years. This is his cycle. And he starts chirping.
Oh, no.
I mean, cicadas are cooler than him. They have little shells they leave behind. He just disappears again. Here he is, the Lester Casey.
Now comes the question of what is next by way of policy. In Washington, D.C., we have had, just by way of one example, a background check bill that came from the House of Representatives more than 160 days ago. Three United States representatives here, Representative Evans, Representative Dean, and Representative Scanlon, they did their job. It's time for the United States Senate to vote on a background check bill, but also not to forget about and not to push off for another day, finally, at long last, a ban on military-style assault weapons, which are weapons of war that should not be on our streets. Now, one of the problems is, in Washington, the NRA and far-right groups have a grip on the Republican caucus in the Senate.
Okay, now let's stop it here for a second. Now, the weapons of war, okay, weapons of war, which is a talking point. It's one of those phrases that was created by a bunch of consultants, probably hired by Every Town USA or Million Moms or any of these other groups that are funded by Michael Bloomberg and other people. George Soros and others, and they have pollsters, they have consultants, they have PR people. This is big money. These groups have been spending a fortune lately, and they go out and they test these things. And what they came back with was, stop saying assault weapons. People don't know what that means. Say weapons of war, because nobody wants weapons of war on their streets. So that's what they do. And they use a phrase, and it scares people. And then you lose any idea of how you craft sound policy because you just scare people. The AR-15 is a semi-automatic rifle, so that it one trigger results in one bullet fired, and then also sets the gun up to fire the next round. Okay, many handguns are also semi-automatic. I've shot them. I've shot with them at Delaware Valley Sports Center. They're a lot of fun, by the way, but they're semi-automatic. A rifle used in the military, such as an M4A1 carbine, has a fully automatic function, meaning that one trigger will release successive rounds until the shooter releases the trigger or the magazine is emptied. The AR-15 style semi-automatic rifle, AR is the branding for Armalite, the original manufacturer, but the rifle and its interchangeable parts are now made by many companies, is among the most popular rifles owned privately in the United States of America. Automatic rifles are considered machine guns under the National Firearms Act, and while they're technically not illegal, they're just very, very hard to get. Unfortunately, gun control advocates have used the appearance of semi-automatic rifles, which some people find to be scary, to exaggerate the dangers the general public faces from their existence. Far more important than the cosmetic similarities and technical differences among firearms are which weapons actually are used in the majority of gun deaths and victimizations. This is a great piece, by the way, from Jonathan Blanks called "Want to Stop Gun Deaths? Stop Talking About Weapons of War." He's a research assistant at the Cato Institute, which is a libertarian think tank. Again, I want to stop violence on the streets. I want to stop shootings. So that's why I agree with this. Stop with the nonsense and your catchphrases, your talking points that do nothing. He writes here, about 2/3 of gun deaths every year in the United States are suicides, making up about half of all U.S. suicides. A relatively small number of people are killed in accidents, but the bulk of the remaining homicides stem from urban street-level shootings and domestic violence. The overwhelming majority of all of these deaths, suicides, accidents, and homicides, are perpetrated with handguns. Mass shootings, while they may grab headlines for days or weeks at a time, make up a small fraction of gun deaths every year. Even in those high-profile tragedies, however, handguns are far more common than semi-automatic rifles. The statistics might encourage politicians to actually focus on smarter urban policies, suicide prevention, and better ways to keep firearms out of the hands of abusers. But again, fear drives much of the gun debate. A comprehensive ban won't do anything. And also, the fear-driven policy has spilled over into school safety as well. Many schools with their lockdowns, which scare kids, and I've often said, wind up just making kids very, very stressed out. Despite this tragedy, schools are among the safest places for a child to be. In fact, last year, the Washington Post reported an estimate that the odds of a child being fatally shot while at a school in any given day since 1999, which was Columbine, since 1999, 1 in 614 million. Those are the odds. 1 in 614 million. Statistically speaking, a child is in more danger riding in a car than attending school, but we don't subject students to staged traffic collisions in a misguided effort to protect them. We also don't call cars weapons of war, right? But they use cars in theaters of war, but we don't call them that, even though they take far more lives than the AR-15 does on any given year. Far more lives. I mean, it's not even close, not even a close comparison. But this is what I mean about the irresponsible rhetoric of grandstanding politicians. There were 5 people shot last night in Philadelphia, not by an AR-15, by a handgun. And that's not going to make headlines. It'll count towards the statistics of a mass shooting. But the overwhelming of shootings do not occur with AR-15s. They occur with handguns. But when you use the rhetoric, because that's what Michael Bloomberg and the others want people to use, all you do is wind up engaging in a debate that's not going to do a damn thing to solve the problem. I want to solve the problem just like everybody else. But you're not going to solve the problem by focusing on the wrong thing. And when you hear irresponsible politicians like Casey and others use words like weapons of war, understand they are grandstanding and they are not going to get to the root of the problem, period.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.